You have no idea how much I love you. You just need to trust me one less time.
Believe in me, have a leap of faith for one time. Do it.
Don't send me lies. I know how to lie. I can teach you how to lie.
Heartbreak is universal. Pero may mas hihigit pa ba sa sakit at panloloko kapag may malaking perang involved? What happens when the person you thought was the one was the same person who will lead you to a mountain of debt?
I need this money to succeed. Help me out here. I don't have nobody else. I have only you.
Welcome to the second part of Romantic Red Flags, The Tinder Swindler Taught Us with Christina Brigana of Lagim Podcast and Asia in the Shadows Podcast. And here's the rest of the episode.
Especially with the first lady. So after they slept together, I don't know where it was, whether they went to Romania or Bulgaria, and you know, they were on a... So the relationship kind of looked normal the first couple of days or weeks. And then suddenly there's a story. He injected fear, right? There's the fear of
losing his life, right?
Yeah. Elaborate story about men trying to kill him. And by the way, because you're my girlfriend and soon to be fiance or already fiance, if I'm in danger, you're in danger. And fear is very powerful. I think.
Pero Christine, in my mind, I was like, bakit ako nidamay dyan?
I know. And also, like, how did I know where I live? Like, did you tell them? Like, that's stupid. Why would you tell them where I live? You know? I know it doesn't make sense para sa atin because we're outside observers.
Yeah, true.
These women were in the throes of that relationship in these emotions, you know. I mean, you know, seeing him and growing to love him, growing to be invested in him, and then suddenly he tells you, oh my God, someone is threatening my life and you could be in danger too. And fear is so powerful. Fear makes us do so many stupid things. And as a true crime podcaster, I've seen how, for example, people who have not committed a crime out of fear would confess to that crime. It's so weird how our system, how our bodies, how our minds respond to fear. It's so powerful. More powerful, I would say, than love and anything else. It really drives us, you know? It's something really deeply rooted in us because that's how we survived. Our response to fear, the fight or flight, made us survive as a species. You know, we run away from the saber-toothed tiger or the mammoth or whatever, be back in prehistoric times. And that is exactly what happened here. They said, oh my God, my baby love is in danger of getting killed by the mafia or whatever. So of course, when he comes to you asking for 10K, of course I'm going to help because I don't want you to die, you know?
Yeah, and it's as if like my life, I mean, his life is on your hands.
I know.
Kasi siguro in their mind nung mga babae, para 10,000 lang, I mean, $10,000 is nothing compared to the life of this person that I love and I have a potential future with. Paghihinayangan mo ba yun? Hindi. A whole lot of, a bigger picture is at stake here. And it's a person's life. And the same goes, remember that there were three women. The two of them, I mean, they dated, right? Pero yung isa, it's like friends and lang lead. Talaga sila. Yeah. Oo.
Same pattern. Same pattern.
But in her head, napakabait niya na, of course, this is my friend. Parang tinawag niya na friend na even though they've been together only on parties. And that's the thing, like what the relationship, the quality of the relationship, you also have to understand ano bang klase ng relationship. Kasi how can you be friends when you've been together sa parties lang? Basically, that's an acquaintance.
I mean, I don't know what really happened there. I know that we've only been given sort of a very summarized view of, you know, the women's relationships with Shimon, but it's true. Parang sa good times lang sila magkaibigan. Oh my God, yeah. So we partied together. We had champagne and caviar and all that. But then I said, well, what is the depth of the friendship here? Have you been together like in bad times? And like, have you helped him or has he helped you through a bad breakup? Because these are the hallmarks of a friendship and any kind of relationship. Like, it's not just for the good times. You've seen the bad and good, the highs and lows of a person. And if you are just seeing him because he's treating you to like a fancy dinner somewhere, you know.
Caviar and champagne.
No, overrated, by the way. But then again, I'm vegan, so I would say that. then you have to be questioning, like, oh, okay, so okay, maybe I'm just a friend for the for good times. But she, in her mind, she really took that friendship to heart, because he had baited her the same way as the others, even though they didn't end up being romantically involved. But it's the same thing, you know. And all these women thought, he's a billionaire, mababayaran niya ako.
Yes, he's financially capable.
Yes, but then apply that logic, girl, the other way. He's financially capable. His dad is literally in the newspapers, and you're telling me he can go to him for 10K? That's like spare change for these people, right? So yeah, but the logic goes out of their minds, because all that is working now is, like, you know, the emotions, you know,
and the fear that you said earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're so invested, you're financially invested, your heart is invested, you're sexually invested as well. And those are very powerful aspects of your person. And you feel like, no, I gotta rescue this man. And also, it's never purely altruistic, by the way. Like, let's not think that you mababae ginawa nila ito without expecting anything in return. But the thing is that they were expecting maybe loyalty, further commitment, deeper commitment, and eventually maybe a ring on the finger, you know, sooner.
Yeah, because there's the false promise, there's that promise na, I think, kasi diba sinabi ni Shimon sa kanilang lahat na, I mean, just for the two, kasi yung isa hindi nga sila nag-date. Pero sinabi niya dun sa girl na, you know, who dated him, I think you are the one. I want you to be the mother of my child. And therefore, si Ateng, pako, I can see the ring in the future in the next 3 months or 6 months, or, you know.
I can see the little Shimon running around, you know. And it appeals, you know, and also he's really good at concentrating and focusing his energy on women who really have that sort of like, I want to be a wife, I want to be a mother. Because if I were single and he landed on my, I don't have Tinder, but I don't even know how it works. But if he landed on my thing, my screen, and he's like, and we would have nothing in common, because I'm not really feeling the call of motherhood. So then he,
yeah.
Best in women like me, you know.
Ang galing ng profile, no? I mean, he can really, like, the first stage of him getting this people, this women to actually, ano ba, swipe right ba? I don't know. Tinder works also. Hindi rin ako nag-Tinder. Hindi ko rin naabutan niyan. So I think the moment that you match...
pre-Tinder online dating, which is like, feels like a gazillion years ago. But yeah, I think it's swipe right, which is, yeah.
So yes, I want to, when you swipe it, yeah. Right, ibig sabihin alam niya na, ah, may potential to. She is this.
Yes. And I really think there are more women out there na swindle niya. And there are even more women na muntik na niyang maswindle, pero nakita na niya na red flag. Nakita nila na red flag siya. So, and it would be so interesting to maybe hear about those women if they're so inclined to come out in the public. Like, what is it that made you say, oh, no, I'm blocking you, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting to see sort of the other side of the coin as well. But yeah, if he landed on someone's page who doesn't want to get married, who doesn't want to be a mother, who just wants to have like good times, your friends with benefits type of person, like, probably say, oh no, this is not the right victim. Moving on.
Left. Right? Oo, ang galing eh. Yung kumbaga, there is really a process, the entire modus. Talagang may process siya of filtering the women who will eventually give in to what he wants. The thing with this is Ponzi scheme siya.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ang nangyari, parang nag-crossover si the girl before Pernilla. Yung money nung unang girl na in-interview, ginagamit niya pala to party with Pernilla.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So it's a Ponzi scheme at the end of the day.
I realize it's sort of like maybe 15-20 minutes in, like, oh, holy, yes, he's using that girl's money. And it's like, yeah, it is a Ponzi scheme. Like, how did he manage to do a sort of this romantic con, you know? I think there's a name for it, but I just forgot it. Oh my God, my true crime knowledge is failing me. But there's a name for that specific con, like sweetheart con or whatever in Tawag Doon. And then combine that with a Ponzi scheme. Like, this guy, you know, in a different, like in the multiverse, in a different timeline, he would have been a genius businessman. And then in this timeline, he ended up being a crook, hurting people. But actually, it's very smart to be, if you apply that sort of in a positive way. There's someone out there in the multiverse, right, who has made a good living having that kind of intellect and that kind of boldness even to come up with something like that. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is like a chain reaction thing. It's totally a Ponzi scheme. And it's sad. It's sad because Pernilla in the end was like, oh my God, I was partying on the other girl's dime.
Tapos si Ate, sinisingil na siya ng mga bangko, diba? How much was her, ano? She's in UK, eh, the first girl, remember?
Yeah, she's in London.
$280 or $300?
Yeah, around that, yeah.
$300,000. 300,000 yeah. pounds, I think.
And I think it was either her, the first girl, or the other two na nangutang sila from what we would call a loan shark. Yung bang,
the first girl.
First girl, right? She some of the money that she sent to him was from a loan shark, and the interest rates on those are, no, my God, almost 50%. Like, are you kidding me? I would never go near any of those because there are so many companies like that here are bordering on loan sharking in a way, pero parabang because the interest rates are not as high as, you know, to become illegal, they're okay under the law here. And she did that. Tapos grabe. I mean, I can't even imagine. That's why, you know, at the end of the documentary, we're being told that they're still paying for it because in a way, yung interest siguro na lang binabayaran nila, you know?
During the time that he was asking, like almost every day that I need to use your American Express card, girl, hindi ka pa ba nagigising? Like, why are you not asking? Like, what's going on? Bakit ang lakas mo gumastos? Bakit yung namamax out mo in one day yung card ko?
In one day, I know. I mean, how is it that you're so okay with it? Like, I use my credit card and I freak out, you know? I use my credit card. The first time ever that I used a credit card for a purchase that was, I think I was in Cambodia and I've never, you know, had a credit card before that, right? And I was in my early 30s. And then I was like, oh, I'm traveling to Cambodia. Or, you know, I was just traveling generally and I just need a credit card just in case something happens to me, right? Which is just every traveler's common sense type of thing to do. And then never used it. I'm like almost near the end of my journey, never used it. And then I saw this scarf in Cambodia. It was made out of silk. It was like yung fuchsia, and that's my favorite color, you know. I was wearing the Lenny Robredo colors even before she decided that was her colors. Okay, that was my favorite color. Anyway, so I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta have it. But it's like $200. I've never made such a big purchase. So then I use a credit card and I'm like, nanginginig yung kamay ko. How much do you need to get this here?
Because what if it might not work? What if ate isang swipe lang talaga? Kasi baka mo may madoble.
No, I'm just like, we're so far away from Germany. Because at that point, I was still based in Germany. I was like, I cannot call the German bank because they're just, no, this is too complicated. Do it in one go. And then I think I ended up not allowing the swipe, but doing the pin instead. So then, you know, nanginginig yung kamay ko. This is $200 lang yun compared sa thousands and thousands, you know, being spent by this Tinder swindler on the dime, on the credit cards of these women. And somehow they're not getting nervous. I'm getting heart palpitations just listening to them. So
and remember, tsaka hindi yung name niya. Di ba, she had to pretend that she was actually on the trip. Yes. And actually, yes, my card is not working. There's something wrong. Like, I will do that for my husband probably, but not for someone who I just met.
I know.
But then again, you said fear. Fear is like, I mean, at least for me, ask what are you buying?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you loading with my card?
But this is the thing. I think a lot of us, I don't think it's a general narrative for women worldwide, but there are certain parts of the world maybe where we are conditioned to think that if we ask too many questions, if we question our man, you know, if we somehow step out of line, they will break up with us. I will not have my white wedding. I will not have my three children, a picket fence, and a dog, you know. And then I don't want
just
to send him.
Throw the man, get the dog.
I know. Get the picket fence. Get the real estate. and the dog and throw out the man. always. But you know, and maybe these women have had that, you know, kind of maybe they were in such societies where, you know, if you offend them, if you ask too many questions, you are going to lose your man, you know, and you're not going to end up married. And, you know, as well, he was so good at picking women that are not too young, but not too old. So that kind of age
vulnerability.
Yes. Yeah. Vulnerability. And also that fear that, oh my God, if I don't get married before I'm 40, before I'm 30, my world is going to end. You know, he knew what he was doing. And those women were just not wanting to risk losing this perfect man. You know, and that's why less questioning, more American Express ang nangyari, which is why. Okay. To the listeners, don't raise your daughters that way, please. You know?
And I think if you are listening to this, and then if you are still single, or maybe nagde-date ka pa rin, one day you're hoping that you find someone or someone to, you know, share your life with. The thing with a good partner is you can have the difficult conversations. It's not that you are arguing or nakikipag-away ka. It's more of you can have the intelligent conversation because you want to understand bakit hindi nag-work or why is this becoming a problem. And the person on the other side of the table will never go and turn his or her back sayo just because you're having, I don't want to deal with this right now. Like,
no, it's too complicated. Let me walk out. No.
Yeah, hindi ganon. I mean, you can, pwede mo siyang iwasan every now and then, but there will be a time that you really have to do and have that difficult conversation because that's part of a relationship. Otherwise, hindi kayo mag-grow together. Ano yung deflecting yon when they deflect lang lagi. Hindi maganda yon. At hindi kayo mag-grow together.
Exactly. If you feel like you cannot have that kind of like slightly confrontational talk with your partner because something is not sitting right with you and you want to
That's a red flag.
That is a red flag in and of itself, girl. Come on, get out of there.
Yeah, like why?
I mean, oh God. I never know how that is because I'm like, something rubs me the wrong way. I burst into the living room. Like, Henry. we need to talk about this thing. And then he's like, oh my God, here we go again. But then he's not the type of guy, you know, and then I know that he's good for it because he never, you know, he sits down, he looks at me, he knows that I can be very emotional. Like my anxiety can sometimes drive me to like, you know, medyo the kind of way that I talk, like medyo mabilis, medyo nagsistutter ako kung sobrang galit ako. And then he knows that he just has to like look at me and listen to me, and I know it calms me down. And those are the kind of things that you have to look for, somebody who can listen to you, still reassure you, still validate that, yes, I'm looking at my partner. Obviously, she's very upset about something. She wants to ask questions. I'm not going to gaslight her. I'm not going to invalidate her feelings. I'm going to listen to her. And then I'm going to respond like a normal, mature human being. But if you feel like you can't even have that first step of confronting your partner, oh, girl, run away. Run the other direction right now.
Yeah. And even if you're getting mad at something that's really trivial or parang what's the point of getting mad or mali ka talaga, your partner will actually inform or explain to you why it's a wrong act. Bakit hindi dapat ganun yung nararamdaman mo? Because again, that's part of growing. That's part of a good communication. And a good communication is not just all about the good stuff.
Exactly.
It's actually the worst and the bad.
Yes, yes. if you feel that you cannot tolerate being called out on your bullshit, and if you cannot also call out your partner on his bullshit or her bullshit, then that's not a healthy relationship to begin with.
Yeah.
What happened here, they didn't want to question him, and his message as the relationship went on, especially in those days where he would leave like voice messages, you know, the Tinder swindler would leave all this erratic voice messages, would send pictures of his friend Peter
yeah. with blood being hit by, I don't know, sabi niya ganun, may ano, someone came after us, etc.
Yeah. So, you know, if after that you cannot even ask, you know, if you feel like you cannot even ask the questions because you fear of losing him, that's not that because I literally believe that somewhere deep inside of those women, they felt like something was wrong. But because of social conditioning, because of, you know, our patriarchal society, because of that, you know, need, that in biological mandate, I suppose, to get married and have children, maybe they felt like they cannot raise the issue, you know? And that's why I do not agree with people online shaming the women, because it's never really black and white. The issue is so nuanced. So many gray areas are involved that you cannot just victim blame. And you also, hindi mo pwede sabihin na si Shimon lang din ang
yeah, it's all his fault.
It's all his fault. Well, yeah, he is kind of all at fault, you know, in a general manner, but you always have to also see it from their perspective. Like, they've also allowed, parabang na overrule yung reason or yung logic din sa kanila. But then again, like I said, the issues involving in this is so nuanced. So there's so many things that you have to look at. So I don't agree with a lot of the mostly men and also women who victim blamed the women on Twitter, on Facebook, and all that. I don't agree with that, because there's so many things at play here. And ultimately, it was Shimon who gained, who got away initially.
He's still free.
He's still free.
We were talking about this. Sabi mo nga, just recently, a Hollywood agent actually signed him up for his own dating show. I'm like, what? Why?
How are we rewarding him? You know?
Exactly.
How are we rewarding him? Like, instead of maybe Netflix or someone, maybe offering the women some sort of platform or a way for them to earn money. And I really hope, Netflix, you're paying these women, mm-hmm. you know, money for the time and emotional trauma that they've had to like regurgitate in that documentary. I hope you've paid them a good talent fee so they can pay off their loans. But to offer this swindler his own dating show and a talent fee,
I will have a platform, girl.
And then he will be able to tell his story, and then he will twist it. He will so twist it, you know. And he will still be out of reach for any law enforcement, for any, you know, for any court. And how is that justice? How are you empowering women that way, as sort of a media establishment, whoever is offering him this, you know, this opportunity? It seems wrong. It sends the wrong message, and it's rewarding men like him. And that has a ripple effect. We'd like to think na wala siyang effect on other men and their perception of like dating and women, but that will have a ripple effect. And we've seen this time and time again with powerful men who are visible in the media. We know that, you know, when Trump became president, and he's known to be this, you know, very misogynistic and, you know, truly abusive person as well. We've seen a rise in numbers of acts against women, so to speak, that would amount to abuse, would amount to assault, you know, sexual harassment as well, because a figure like him, who is so visible out there, and being tolerated, not being punished for what he has done to women, what he said about women, just empowers the wrong kind of men, wrong kind of people out there who just waiting na ma-validate sila sa kanilang pananaw at pangingisip about women. Usually they just see women as objects, really, who can be violated and disrespected. And so giving this guy his own show and giving him a talent fee and a platform is just telling him what you did was all right, man. I mean, it got you a Hollywood deal, so you know, you have done all right for yourself, which is so wrong. Just so wrong.
Supposedly it's the women who should have the more platforms, guys, so that they can, you know, empower other women or other people. Na parang, okay, these are, you know, maybe they can help them identify the red flags, you know, when entering a romantic relationship or any relationship for that matter. It's just like, this is how twisted the world that we live in right now, diba? Yeah. Na sobrang, oh my gosh.
Why doesn't MTV give them something like Catfish, you know? That guy, you know, he made a whole movie and a whole series about it. So, when, I don't know, like somebody somewhere is so creative and innovative that, can, you know, this can be an MTV show or whatever, like a YouTube special, you know, or another Netflix documentary. Something different should happen. Like, the women here are the ones who are financially still.
He's getting the money, and oh my gosh.
Ibigay ng talent fee directly na sa mga babae, please. Direct debit na kaagad dyan, please.
In your opinion, is it bad to be attracted to people with money. This question is based on the people's comments na this women, sabi nila, oh, you guys had it coming kasi mahilig kayo, you like rich men, that's why you deserve it. Mga ganun yung mga comments nila sa social media, not just Twitter, but Facebook also when the story came up, diba? So they were like, oh, kasi mahilig mo sa pera. So you had it coming.
The thing is, like I said, these things are very nuanced, but then what is wrong in wanting financial security in a guy? Like, do you want, you know, some women who are saying they want a financially secured guy, I don't think they mean they want a billionaire or millionaire, you know. I think they just want somebody who can coexist with them, who can share, you know, the bills, you know, who can co-pay, I don't know, the mortgage and things like that. Because I think a lot of women have been stung, you know, they've been stung so many times. They've borne the financial burden of being with somebody who might not be financially stable. And what is so wrong in wanting financial stability in a relationship when you, for example, if you've worked so hard for your money, if you've come from a very poor background, or if you've not learned how to manage your money in the past and you finally got your shit together, and then what is the world expecting us to do as women that we just hook up with all the broke men in the world? Because
you know, I love that. And the same goes for men. Like, just imagine you work so hard and then you find a partner who's hindi financially capable. Not just capable, but also financially disciplined, because it works, especially if you're in a relationship, in a marriage, or if you're living together. I mean, you share expenses, you share your, diba? I mean, it's also complicated when it comes to relationships din eh, pag money. And of course, you want someone who understands how money works.
Yeah, because it has a long-lasting impact if these things are not hashed out from the very beginning. What is so wrong in wanting somebody who knows how to manage his money, who knows not to gamble everything in Vegas, who knows not to like go in a strip club and like, you know, use it all in one evening? Who knows that they have to save for their retirement, you know, who has a plan, really, a 401k or whatever you want to call it as anywhere else. What is so wrong in wanting somebody who is financially literate? Because at the end of the day, we've seen cases where maybe the partner was not so financially literate and the woman has a stable job or earns a little bit more, you know, whatever. And then in a way, nung, you know, pag na-bankrupt yung lalaki, or if something happens, the woman has to pick up the slack for a prolonged period or for forever. And then what? And then we're expected to be mothers as well, to be housekeepers as well. It's not wrong to have standards. I always tell sort of, you know, female friends, even female relatives,
yes,
it's okay to have standards. It doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. The fact that standards, but it is okay to have standards. And I don't think these women set out to be on Tinder to be with billionaires. They just wanted somebody who, not only, like I said, we go back to the cues, right? They wanted somebody who obviously was good look for them. Shimon was good looking. I disagree, but that's another story. So they wanted somebody good looking. They wanted somebody who, you know, apparently is financially stable. He happened to be a billionaire. And and I think the most important para sa mga babae ito is he was willing to commit long term and to be a father and to be a husband. And I think the whole billionaire, the whole, you know, having money, I think in the end, I mean, as a woman, I would say was just a perk, the cherry on top of, you know, on top of the icing. If I'm advising the women out there to go for crypto bros, but that's just a whole different topic. But it's okay. You don't have to lower your standards because somebody might call you a gold digger.
Yeah, or mukhang pera or something. Pera.
And can I just point out as well, these women were able to get the loans that they got because the banks deemed them as solvent, as financially worthy. So they were not broke themselves. They earned good money. Okay. They looked like they, you know, they were well groomed, you know. Look at them, parang expensive yung mga ano nila, yung mga suot nila, the way that they presented themselves. You know that these are women who are not just out there Kasi ang pinoportray ng mga commenters, ng mga haters na gano'n is, these are women na palaboy-laboy. Parang nag-aati na lang.
Yung naghahanap lang ng ano, sugar daddy online. Sugar daddy. Gano'n, yeah. Diba?
Women who are established in their professions, who are, you know, in their 30s, mid-30s or 40s, who have stable jobs, who are obviously finance-worthy in the eyes of banks, to give them so much money as loans. So I don't know. I think really, like I said, there's so many aspects to this issue. It's nuanced, and those haters, I think they're just projecting, you know. I think it's the whole thing.
They just say things online because they have the keyboard and they have spare time. That's it. But
anonymous mm-hmm. thing. But I first of all, I would never victim blame, you know, having gone through that kind of it's trauma, you know. And also you don't know the people. I can imagine that some of these women may have had, you know, their own type of thing going on, and they made something out of themselves, and they were able to give that kind of help to the swindler because they are established women. And I don't know, like it's never bad to have standards is sort of the bottom line here. And if you're listening to this and you're one of those people who's like, I want better, gold digger, you deserve it, like, come on.
I mean, diba? Kasi may naman lahat. There's always the part in your relationship. Sabi ko nga, lagi kong ginagamit tong words na to eh. Like, regardless of your relationship, kung parents man yan, siblings, friends, romantic relationship, may ano eh, financial part pa rin talaga yun eh. Because you have to eat. You have to eat.
You have to pay for bills.
Kailangan mong magbayad ng bills. Kailangan mong mamasahe, pumunta sa work. Like, it's really a big factor. That's why before getting married nga, di ba? Like, there's always the question, are you financially capable? Are you financially ready? Because, kahit gano'n mo kamahal ng tao, pag gutom kayo, di mo kayang mahalin yung tao. Guys, exactly. Real talk, di ba?
Real talk. As in, like
kapag gutom kayo, can you say, I love you, tas busog ka na?
Hindi kahit, oh my God, hindi ka napapakain ng cute, ng kilig, ng sana oil, wala. Hindi ka napapakain ng ganun. And it's fine. It's fine to talk about these things, you know. Again, it's a red flag. If you cannot even talk about finances with your fiance or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if you cannot talk about finances because he's like, oh, bahay, gusto mong kayaman ko. Are you afraid that I am going to stitch you up, you know, because, you know, you earn more than I am? You know it's a red flag, girl. You know it's a red flag. You run the opposite direction because you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't even understand that. Look, we're gonna grow old together. We're gonna have children who are gonna be dependent on us for 18 years or more. You know, we have to save for college. You have to save for pre-K and kindergarten, which, by the way, costs so much money. And so, in a lot of countries. So why not? Why not have that talk? I think it's a sign of maturity when you can sit down with your significant other and actually hash it out. And if you feel like both of you are in a good place, go ahead. If one of you is struggling, then maybe collaborate on how things can be done. Maybe, you know, I've seen this in other friends' sort of relationship where, okay, so she's earning a little bit more than he is, which means that maybe they can contribute relative to their incomes. But then again, wedding, I know, can he take care of the children? You know, can he work from home three or four times because, you know, she needs to be at the office all the time? You know, like little things like that, compromises. But you have to be able to talk about it. Kasi kung hindi, oh my God, how difficult. Further down the line, it can become so complicated and love will not be enough. No.
Until you reach the point that you're so tired and alam mo yung ready ka na to step out of the door and just, you know, leave everything behind. Na wala, pagod ka na eh. You no longer want to have that, again, difficult conversation because you've been living a difficult situation all throughout the relationship. So ayaw mo na, di ba? So
I hope. Yeah. Nakaka-stress yung ano,
especially habits. Pagkasama talaga ang money, it's a different kind of
money
stress.
Can make or break things. Like, let's just admit this. So many relationships have not succeeded because of financial issues. We see this all the time, and even during divorce proceedings. Like I used to be a family lawyer. I didn't do divorce, but I had colleagues who were in the divorce law department, and you see that a lot of the issues that are raised are finances. Oh. Yeah. he withdrew so much money and I didn't know for what. And suddenly, oh, he remortgaged the house without telling me. I'm like, come on, you know, and these are, you know, potential grounds for divorce, you know, and you're seeing like, okay, there's still love there. Obviously there's still affection because you didn't deal, you haven't dealt at all with the money issue in your relationship because, oh, it's so awkward. You know, you can't, it's not rude. People, it's about yourself. Yeah, you have to be clear from the very beginning. Are you going to have a joint account? Are you? Is he just going to contribute to your account so you can pay all the bills and he's just going to give you a half or run with it? Are you taking his paycheck and you're going to give him like, I don't know how much percent so he can, you know, play with the boys? Think about these things before diving into, you know, relationships, and certainly question it. Kung bago pa lang kayo, you know, if you're like still in the honeymoon phase and something is
always question, girl, always talaga.
And I know we're raised, especially as Filipinas, we're raised, you know, you have to be Maria Clara, shy, you know. No, times have changed so much. Be assertive. Like,
yeah. And if people don't like that you always have questions, kasi ako, I get that. And dami mo laging tanong. Yeah, because I have a lot of questions. Yeah. Tinatanong to kasi it's for fun. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Clear. Like, you're asking questions because, you're not doing it to be rude. You're not doing it to be polite. It's because you need answers. You need to make an informed decision about things.
Yes.
You know, you're critically thinking about things. And, you know, don't hold it back. Don't hold those questions back. Don't hold yourself back. Ask those questions. Because if there's a doubt lingering in your mind and you let that fester, at some point that will become a problem. Like, for real. For real.
True. So true. So yeah, before we end this episode, my biggest question, I'm really laughing while I was, remember I emailed you this. It's a $1 million question kasi yo, Christine. Uutang ka ba for the sake of love?
No. I'm sorry, I would totally not. Like, I'm afraid to make utang for myself. Then to make utang for someone else, like, sorry. I'm sorry. And if you want to break up with me because of that, I'm like, okay, bye, boy. No. Grew up poor. I have that scarcity, anxiety, and utang. Oh my God, that's another financial burden. I wouldn't do that. But I will try. Like, if I can help you with something else, I would not make utang sort of in my name for you. But if you want me to, you know, if you want to, for example, do overtime and you need me to, you know, I don't know, spend less and
the finances. Real relationship, real adult relationship is not romantic. Right? Because you have to know. We're sorry to burst the bubble, but it's really not romantic. There is a phase, there's a stage where really you're lovey-dovey and you can still be, but majority of the relationship is really functioning as adults together, getting your responsibilities and shits talaga, like managing it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's what a mature relationship is all about. Hindi siya talaga yung tipong you will wake up every day and you're in love and you can feel it in your heart. I'm so in love. No,
it's morning, not. Like, I told him, like, some mornings I wake up, I don't even want to be near you. Like, don't show me your face. Like, you're gising ako parang ano na moody na, ready with violence. You know,
like, what did I do to you?
What did I do to you? Like, I snored the wrong way. You know? Every day is choice. Every day it's a choice.
Yeah.
Person to be in that relationship, to work on it, because every day you're presented with a set of maybe slightly less complex, slightly more complex problems, and you have to be, okay, let's sit down, what's the game, but how do we deal with this, you know? And life will always throw curveballs at you. I mean, I don't know, even on the best days, we're just literally, you're sitting at home somewhere, some, you know, somewhere out there in the universe, they're ready to throw that one problem at you.
Oh, mukhang okay yung buhay mo ngayon, ha? Bibigyan nga ako ng mga tatlo, ganyan.
Let me throw something at you.
I mean, this is why you have to listen to this types of conversation, because we are not sugarcoating anything. This is what you expect, actually, because I had that phase before, and I was looking for the type of relationship that will, because you sabi sa ano eh, pocketbooks, it sweeps off my feet. I'm on a cloud nine.
Yeah.
Right.
But haven't we learned in the past years that if you feel butterflies, it's usually your anxiety, and it's been misinterpreted. I swear to God, if you feel butterflies, if you meet someone, run away, girl. Oh, no, okay. No. Because sabi nga nila, if this is someone who's really good for you, you should be able to feel calm.
Yeah, I saw that interview of Halsey, right? Yeah. She shared that sabi niya daw, kasi she was nursing a heartbreak. Kasi sinasabi niya na, but I thought it was the relationship that I was hoping for, because I had all the butterflies in the stomach, and you are like, my heart is pounding whenever I'm with this person, ganyan ganyan. And then sabi ng mom niya daw, that's the thing, which is what you said, when you're with a person who leaves you kinakabahan ka, you always want to be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Na parang you always have to prove yourself. Ganyan, ganyan. That's the wrong person, because the right person will always leave you with a feeling of calmado.
No matter who you are, no matter how you are.
Yeah.
At peace. If you always feel like, kinikilig ka nga, pero you feel like you have to walk on eggshells, or you have to be always, oh, I always have to have like thick makeup on. I always have to be like, you know, my best self. Like, I can't even, hindi nga ako pwede mag-open ang door na minumuta, ganun. If that is the kind of thing that you have, girl, no.
True. No. When I watched that short video, mm-hmm. I told my husband, you know what? I now realize na talagang I know this is the right relationship, because among all the men that I dated, siya talaga yung kalmado. Na parang, yeah, I don't care. I mean, okay ako to open my vulnerabilities to him. Yes. I'm open. I'm okay to talk about silly stuff that I found online, and I'm verifying things. Like, do you really believe this? For example, I read something na minsan mukhang engot kasi parang papaniwalaan ko ba to? But then you are okay with it kasi tanga ba ako pag naniwala ako dito, and then right? You would explain it. If it's the right relationship, hindi ka mahihiya. Yeah, and then you wouldn't have to always like trying to, because for us again, women, no, we have to remember, first date, you have to look good, you have to be hairless, you have to have the right makeup, you have to have the perfect fit of the dress, because you want it to be, you want to have a lasting impression to your partner. Pero in your mind, tinatanong mo pa rin yung sarili mo, okay kaya ako sa kanya? Yung ganun, tas kinakabahan ka. And all this time, we felt na ganun daw yung first love.
We've been so indoctrinated by rom-coms, you know, by pocketbooks, historical novels, like all these weird notions that love should be this way, that it has to be all. You wake up and my breakfast ka na dyan, my rosas pa. Oh my God. Like, I am, you know, I'm sure there are people who are like, with Henry and I, like we took turns when he still lived with me. So we took turns, like, you know, I don't feel like really getting up early, so can you do this? It's always about like checking with each other. So no. Also, women, if you always expect, right, this is the one thing I say, sa Pilipinas, especially with all the love teams happening in movies and all that, we always dapat bigyan ng rosas, lagi dapat ako hinaharana, lagi dapat ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Also, can I just say, it's a disproportionate type of kind of courtship din na parang ang lalaki lang lagi ang mag-effort, you know?
Yeah. It,
traditional way, like dapat sila laking ganito, dapat manligaw, dapat ganito lahat, and then it leads to the whole notion that we women kind of owe them something because they've given us all these goods, you know. And it's very cultural, it's also very patriarchal, you know, those kind of problems, and we really have to break that generational thinking and be more pragmatic about things, and also questioning, you know. I'm not be you cold and devoid of, you know, being able to feel kilig. Like, sure. Ako, me and Henry sometimes kinikilig, but kinikilig ako sa mga small things. But then these are not the kind of things that we see in movies. Kinikilig ako kung nakikita kong, ano, he really steps up, like when I had a back problem. Literally could 5 days. He was dealing with everything. I didn't have to, you know, to tell him, this is how you operate the washing machine. No. Like, he knew, you know. He knew what for me, he knew that because I was vegan, there are certain things that I cannot eat. He knew, you know, and when he didn't know, he would ask. And, you know, it's never sounding like, oh, he's such a burden because he can't get it. No, no. You know?
Yeah. So, iba yung manifestation talaga. And it's not always what the media is feeding us. So again, if you come to this episode na, you know, you still have those, you know, imaginations or, you know, depictions of how a romantic love is. I'm sorry, guys.
It's really not. It's hard work. Hard work every day. It's okay to be a fan of rom-coms and Disney or whatever. It's okay to have that guilty pleasure. I do that too.
I'm a fan of rom-coms. That's my favorite type of literature. Talaga. Like
escapism, you know? Yeah. But don't...
But I know, especially like not just on books, Christine, for example, Korean dramas. I love my Korean dramas. Right? Yeah. Like, oh my God. So that means I'm dumadating ako sa point na talagang nakakakilig yung pinapanood. Kasi lilingon na lang ako sa kabila. Parang, okay, reality.
I know. Don't even get me started on K dramas. Don't even get me started.
And then my husband would say, like, yeah, this is reality. This me. I'm real. That's not.
K drama is scripted, guys. Not everybody is like brooding hunk CEO of somewhere who's so tall. Like, no, girls, no. So like not everybody is a weird Christian Grey sort of derivative. But it's okay. It's okay to have that escapism, you know. It's the same way that I have a fascination for true crime. It's sort of an escapism thing, you know. So it's okay to be a fan of these things. If you like romance novels, it's fine, but don't ever think that life, like the real world, operates that way. You know, be grounded enough to know that. And I know it's sometimes difficult because I think it instills like these kind of superficial things in the media. It kind of, those things are instilled in us through TV and all kinds of, you know, media out there that, oh my God, it can be like this. You know, it can be a lot. My
and life even, is like even influencers or yung mga Hollywood, not in the Hollywood, but celebrities, diba?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They sometimes, like, for example, may nagkatuluyan or may nagpropose. Like, it's very fairy tale. It's very by the book, right? Yeah. Always remember that what we see there, pinili nilang ipakita yon, but we don't know what's going on. Like, for example, classic example for ito, I mean, this is a very known ano naman, diba? Bea and Gerald before. Mm-hmm. They were the perfect couple. Like, people were like, really, oh, go, finally it happened, etc., etc. And by paper, by photos, talagang ang ganda. But you didn't know that Gerald is actually may ibang inaasikaso, right? Right?
May ibang inaasikaso. You're so polite.
May ibang inaasikasong babae. Ganyan. Pero, I mean, di ba? But then when that surfaced, di ba? Nung nag-surface yung... So they were so... Yeah, they were quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, they only choose the narrative that they want to post on their social media. True, so therefore...
Narrative. Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't mean nakikita natin that they're posting this, they're living the perfect life, and I want that for my life too. I mean, you can have your own romantic love story, but definitely not very, hindi parang fantasy. Kasi ang totoong buhay, it's so different. Yeah.
And I get that sometimes we see these things as ideal versions of things that we want to have. Well, I cannot force you to not have ideals, because I've got ideals too. But also come to think of it, if everything is as shown on Instagram or TikTok, right? I mean, do you really think that they, if they're always like that, do you think, are they really humans? Like, it doesn't add up, because it is a brand that they're selling, you know. It is a brand, it's a story, it's a narrative, as you said. And also, who would want to click on things that are like negative and, you know, bringing people moods down? That's not going to sell on TikTok. You're not going to get views on that. But if you're showing all this sana all kilig dito, and look at this proposal by the beach, and oh my God, this elaborate plan to propose, you know, and this gimmick at the wedding, it gives you that, you know, that, oh my God, sana ganun din ano yung fiance ko and boyfriend ko. And do you really know what's going on? Like this guy who's just proposed in the most romantic way could be like a serial abuser, you know? Like you don't know.
Or baka naman, or pwede rin, aside from that, hindi pala siya talaga yung nag-prepare lahat noon. He just paid someone to do it for him. So, right? So would you rather have something that's very personal, or would you like someone to just pay for everything and then make it look as if it's his effort? So, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So going back to the question, no, I know.
Same girl. Kasi wala naman ako ipapautang, Char.
Also, I'm taking care of my credit score. I've been working on that, okay? Work hard for that credit score.
I love it. So ikaw, to you who's listening to this episode, uutang ka ba? For the sake of love. Let us know your answer. And thank you once again, Christine. Thank you so much for joining me today on Empowered Talks. And where can they follow and where can they find your podcast show?
Oh, yeah. So I've got two true crime podcasts. So one is La Game, a Filipino true crime podcast. And, you know, it's available on all major podcasting platforms. If you want to follow me on Instagram, where I post a lot of updates about episodes and extra true crime content, it's at LagimPod, I think. Now I don't even know my own Instagram account. I'm just putting in the show notes, Roma.
Yes.
And my other podcast is Asia in the Shadows, also a true crime podcast that focuses on Asian true crime stories. The other one is just Filipino true crime stories. And I know the Instagram account for that one. It's AITSPod on Instagram, and also available on all major podcasting platforms. And yeah, if you're into true crime, I don't have a Tinder swindler case like in my pipeline, but who knows? But yeah, if you're interested in true crime in general, I cover just about everything from murder to cults to weird, you know, good government conspiracies, you know. So I hope that some of your listeners will be enticed to get into the true crime genre. But yeah, this was such a good discussion. I could go on and on for like 4 hours. But I love it. Thank you for having me.
I really, really, really enjoyed this. Sobra.
Me too. Nagising ako bigla. Hindi kailangan ng kape.
Thank you so much once again. We have Christine Abregana of Lagim Podcast and Asia in the Shadows Podcast. Until our next episode, bye! If you love the episodes of the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.